This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you able? That's the headlines and then some that you'll get on the DJV program. Jennifer is on a boat. And actually, it's a ship today, the USS Iowa. And we can't hear her from there. But Victoria is here. She's on a dinghy outside of her condo in New Jersey on the water there. So she'll be fine. Kara Schillen is here, ready and willing and able. So let's get into the Dorian situation. And then I want to tell you the story about a woman practicing yoga. She fell off her balcony. And what happened in that circumstance. But first, what do we have? I wouldn't be treating it lightly if there was a bad consequence. And I probably wouldn't want to lead with it anyway. So.
Oh, okay.
You can tell something is okay. Wow. In the meantime, I've found it interesting to, looking on me as a radio guy, I look at this from the point of view of what the radio world is doing, remembering some of the best moments during the worst of times were not alleviated, but somehow or other they were abridged by the radio world and how well monster storms like this are handled by radio. And I think that's still is the case as this monster storm. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but it's a big storm.
That's what it's being referred to, though, as.
Yeah. So heading toward the Sunshine State. So what do we have, Victoria?
So it looks like the update is Hurricane Dorian is slow moving and it's huge. And as of right now, it is a Category 2 and it has sustained winds of 105 miles per hour. By tonight, it will be a Category 3.
So it's spread out over a large area, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a very widespread storm. And it'll be Category 3 by tonight. It hits the Bahamas on Sunday and then on Monday evening into Tuesday morning. That's when it's expected to not only become a Category 4 hurricane, but that's when it's going to make landfall in Florida. And when you look at the map, the entire state of Florida is covered by this hurricane and by the projections of it. And it looks like this is not something to take lightly. FEMA says that this storm is so big it's going to warrant a multi-billion-dollar price tag. And the FEMA says this is going to be a very big storm. We're prepared for a big response. And luckily, Dorian has had minimal impact on Puerto Rico, which is, you know, still recovering from all of the multiple hurricanes they've dealt with. And they say that Hurricane Dorian has already claimed the title of the strongest storm so far in this year's Atlantic hurricane season, which doesn't say much because we've only had one other storm so far. But they said if it does reach Florida, if it stays on its trajectory, it will be the fourth year in a row that a hurricane of any strength has hit Florida. And that would be the most years in a row since the 1940s. So this is, this is not something to mess around with. We have family members down in Miami who have already moved over to the West Coast, but I don't know if that's really going to help because all of Florida, when you look at the map, is going to be hit. It looks like it will actually make landfall right above Miami, but it's still all of the southern Florida,
yeah,
especially
Boca,
all the way
Palm
up.
Beach.
Yeah, all the way up to Jacksonville, this is going to be a pretty big response. Now, look, sometimes these storms change
bounce
direction.
Up. Yeah, right.
But it looks like because this one is so slow moving and it doesn't have any land, the Bahamas is not enough to deter this storm or slow it down. Mm-hmm. So it's just not enough land there. So it looks like we are going to have to deal with this Monday night. If you're in Florida, then make all of the preparations that everyone on the news is telling you to make, because this is definitely not a joke.
No. Well, none of these storms really are a joke.
In New Jersey, when we had Hurricane Sandy hit, there were so many people who just didn't believe that it was going to be a big storm. And that entire area just was decimated. So it is important. I know it sounds like the media hypes up storms. Sometimes they definitely do.
Well, they do.
But in this case, you know, I think it's definitely worth paying attention to the state of emergency that's been declared for all 67 counties in Florida. The state has already has 819,000 gallons of water and almost 2 million meals ready for distribution. And Florida residents have already stocked up on gas and food. And just make sure that you've got cash out of the ATM. All of this weekend is just going to be preparation. And Home Depot has shipped extra goods to all of their stores.
Plywood, baby. You need a lot of plywood to cover up those windows. Plywood.
Yep, exactly. A lot of stores, just empty shelves already. So this is, you know, Walmart stores are totally empty. So if people are taking it seriously, as they should.
They should go to Target.
But you're right about radio. Have batteries, have an old-fashioned transistor radio, whatever they call that. What were
radio
the old
radio will be
called?
A big help.
I don't even know.
Radio will be
digital,
a
yeah.
big,
but get your
help.
Batteries out for flashlights and all that stuff.
So here's the story of a 23-year-old woman who broke a number of bones, had to undergo surgery. She fell off a balcony, an 80-foot balcony, while doing yoga. Alexa Terrazas was hanging over the glass balcony, but she lost her balance and fell to the ground. She was taken to a hospital. Doctors said her ankles had to be restructured. She landed on her feet from 80 feet. Can you imagine?
God, oh, Lisa, this is a good story.
Well, she's alive. That's the good part of it. Whereas a doctor who is from New Jersey was on vacation, I think in Spain, and he fell 80 feet and died. So he didn't land on his feet. And that's kind of the, I don't know, landing on your feet.
Happy Friday.
What's your... wow. Okay, so you know, here's something for those of you who don't like Mr. Comey. An interesting story. The Inspector General says James Comey broke FBI rules when he kept and later leaked memos describing conversations he had with Ms. Trump. The report was released by the Inspector General's office. Former FBI director violated the agency's policies with his handling of the memos. What became obvious to me, anyway, during all of this, is the guy's ego and his sense of self changed so that he had this sort of godlike complex and he was going to save the world. And so he did a lot of things that were, at least in my estimation, very bad judgment, not in the best interests of the FBI, not in his best interest, not in Trump's best, not really in anybody's best interest. The Inspector General's report accused Comey of setting a dangerous example for current and former FBI employees who have access or knowledge of non-public information. And that's where I think his ego got in the way. I don't know, other than what is in the news media about him, some of the things back and forth. If Jennifer were here, I'm sure she'd have some sort of a thought about this. But we've come into an age. It reflects in almost every aspect of how we live and the way we live. People who, you know, there's all kinds of stuff. You think 100 years ago they saved notes between the president and his staff? They probably didn't even keep notes. They had conversations.
They do. They have notes. Of course they do. That's all in the Library of Congress.
Yeah, I know.
It's all in the archives. 100 years ago, people
notes
wrote.
Like this. You know, no, I'm not saying they didn't write. I'm just saying that it wasn't to the extent that it was that we have now. It's just everything is recorded on video. It's audio. Whether that's good or bad, I suppose it depends on your point of view. But
I would actually think that there was a lot more written correspondence back then because everything had to be delivered by a messenger. You couldn't just yell down the hall, you know, or call someone on the phone. So I think there's actually probably more correspondence on record.
Yeah. So does this get used politically during this political season or not? Is this a
what's not political today?
Fine, yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Yes. So then the situation in New York, let's take it from a national level to the local level, where the police union in New York has called for the mayor to be removed and
this
the police commissioner.
This is horrible in the skin. This is for whatever reason the I don't know.
This involved that Eric Garner's death 4 years ago.
Yes,
the union wants the governor to fire.
the cop who was fired, Pantaleo, for whatever reason, the police union is really coming out swinging, saying that he never should have been fired, which is
What do we not know here?
We know.
In my mind, he deserved to be.
He used an illegal chokehold.
I'm amazed he stayed on the job 5 years. He ought not to have been on there 5 years ago.
There's video of what he did, and it took 5 years just to fire him. I mean, like, I understand supporting your brothers and supporting people if somebody's in the wrong. But, like, if I had a friend who, I don't know, accidentally hit someone and killed someone in a car, and it was directly because they did something wrong with driving, and then they went to jail, I can't go to court and say, hey, they don't deserve to go to jail because they killed someone. I mean, and so most people who were in the, who would be in this police officer situation would go to jail for that. And literally all that happened is he lost his job. So I can't believe that they're standing behind him like this and are trying to get the
governor fired. So what are we missing? Are we missing something here? Is there something that's just not...
Well, I don't know what we're missing. I think it's pretty obvious that the PBA is standing behind Pantaleo. They called it an unjust termination, which is ridiculous. And the problem is, if they keep speaking out this way, de Blasio wanted to fire this guy from the beginning. He said this came up during one of the debates, too, when people were protesting and just shouting out, fire Pantaleo. And he said that he wanted to. He didn't have the authority to do it. And he didn't. So it wasn't until the panel judges reviewed the evidence and then said he used an illegal chokehold. The coroner's report also said the same thing, that he died by strangulation. It was not an accident. It wasn't a heart defect.
Is this officer on duty working a regular beat or doing...
Yes.
Or had he been put on a...
No,
a desk?
I think initially because William Barr, the attorney general, in July refused to, he said there wasn't enough evidence to move forward. And so de Blasio said his hands were tied. He could not fire. This is a union job. There are a lot of, you know, there's a lot of red tape there.
Well,
and so
that's
when the
problem.
Judges, right.
The unions are a problem here.
When the judging panel came up with their decision, they were the ones who had the legal authority to fire the guy. And so now, if the PBA keeps speaking out saying this was an unjust termination, we're going to have so much conflict between the black community in New York, and it's not just the black community. There were plenty of white people who protested this too and said this guy should have been fired. This was murder on the job. And so this is going to be a huge clash between citizens and the police in New York. This is a disaster in the making if they don't pipe down, because this is just... I mean, it's going to be really bad.
Good.
It's going to be bad.
Not going to do him any good. Food for thought. This is the DJV program. Always lots of food for thought. By the way, if you want to look at the lady practicing yoga, there are pictures all over.
Oh, jeez.
And people talking about this woman hanging upside down over a glass balcony.
Why was she hanging over the balcony?
Doing a yoga.
Oh, right. Well, you know what? That's kind of the Darwin Awards then. I thought she fell over and was clinging for life.
No. You see the picture. She's her midriff. Is hanging. Her legs are hanging on the inside, and the rest of her is hanging on the outside of this glass balcony. And it's just...
All right, well...
Yeah, Darwin is probably right. Here's a hot point. For those of you who are in the mood to look better this weekend, you want to brighten your smile, extra white teeth are the results of using power swabs. Extra white teeth. Brighten your smile, extra white teeth. This is an intensive, all-natural stain removal system, the most effective in the business, if you will. It's very powerful. And it's not like toothpaste. You don't want to use all those abrasions. Some people use baking soda to clean their teeth. No. All that is abrasion. This is made from 100% herbal extracts, all-natural. It's the safe solution for your coffee, tea, or smoking teeth. You gotta effectively get full protection for your teeth and get the stains off. That's what happens with power swabs. So let's get at it. Call 800-208-1797. Quick reminder, you use the DJV code and you get it at a half price. 800-208-1797 for the best, most winning smile.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Victoria, Karen, the Doug person, and Casey Musgraves, too. Recently in L.A. as part of her Oh, What a World tour, too, when she and her sister stopped to get their pictures taken in a local photo shop in Koreatown. It's called Tom's One-Hour Photo. Once Musgraves learned that businesses had been slow, and especially in that area, in this particular store, the owner was a Vietnamese immigrant, opened up the shop back in 91. She decided to help out by raising awareness and launching an Instagram account for that store. Alongside several portraits she took while she was there, she let the internet know that Tom's One-Hour Photo has an Instagram account. She writes, quote, "Got my portrait made at an amazing place in Koreatown called Tom's One-Hour Photo. It hasn't changed since he opened it in 91. It's cash only, and he has no internet." He says business has gotten so slow since the digital wave, so we made him an Insta, I guess, Instagram post, right? And she shared
an Instagram account. Yeah.
Instagram account. In less than 24 hours, it's garnered 25,000 followers.
It's up maybe to 40. I just checked. It's got 40,000 followers now. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe and I should go by there. Other people are going in and posting. Because she said, hashtag it and post it and let us know when you go into the store. So she said on the stage in Santa Fe that the night after, she called Tom to check in on him, and he said business has been booming. So it's a great story of supporting a local business.
All right, I'm going to take Miles there this weekend.
Oh, that would be so cute.
And have his picture, we'll have his picture taken. Tom's One-Hour Photo in Koreatown. All right, Tom, coming over there. Miles and I. Headed in your direction. I remember you do that.
That would be so cute.
Fun. Yeah.
And they have all different backgrounds and stuff. It would be really fun for him.
I'll take the story and tell the guy who I am. All right, so that was...
That'd be great.
I'm taking care of Miles this weekend because Mom and Dad are getting ready for a number of things. Beginning of school. They're taking a trip to England on Tuesday, so...
So he's all alone with you?
Gramps is with me. Yep. Gramps is going to Korea to get our picture taken. That's it. Next up, musically, 26 after the hour, Trisha Yearwood teaming up with Don Henley on Love You Anyway, the closing track of her new album, Every Girl. Let's listen to this for a minute.
It's all the same. You're my first word. You're my last breath. My will to live when nothing's left.
The last song on every album is always special to me. I knew when I recorded Love You Anyway that it had to be the last song. Henley just kept coming into my mind for this song. He's such a nice guy. And he said, yeah, I'll say yes. I don't want to overuse that friendship. He was kind to do it. Love You Anyway, written by former NFL player turned Nashville singer-songwriter Mike Reed, who also wrote Ronnie Milsap's Stranger in My House and Bonnie Raitt's I Can Make You Love Me. Of course, this isn't the first time Henley and Yearwood have collaborated. He contributed vocals to her album in 1992, the hit called Walkaway Joe, and joined her to perform the song at the CMA Awards. He also sang harmonies on Hearts and Armor on the same project, and she's sung on some of his albums too, including Cass Country, which came out 4 years ago. This fall, Yearwood is going to embark on her first solo tour in 5 years. And it's a 22-city tour starting October 3rd, Nashville. Three-night engagement there with the Nashville Symphony. That ought to be interesting, right? The Schermerhorn Symphony. Yeah.
Yeah, and her voice sounds so good with Don Henley. I've never heard them sing together, but yeah. They sound wonderful.
Nice.
That's a good mix.
Yeah, it is. Nice effect. So that's the music news for this hour, 28 after. This is the DJ B Show.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With continued uncertainty about Hurricane Dorian's projected path as it approaches the southeast U.S., Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has expanded the state of emergency to cover all 67 counties in the Sunshine State.
Be prepared, take the action that you need to, and listen to your local officials.
Forecasters now say Dorian could be a strong Category 4 storm by the time it hits Florida late Monday, or now, they say, possibly even early Tuesday. They say life-threatening storm surge and over a foot of rain is likely along the heavily populated Florida coast. The Jeffrey Epstein sex crime case is officially closed after he hanged himself earlier this month. Federal prosecutors say the investigation will continue, though, into any co-conspirators in the sex trafficking case. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour, as we magnanimously are at your service and on your side. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria is in New Jersey. I'm on the farm in Massachusetts, looking further ahead. Looks like all of us will in some way, shape, or form be affected by this hurricane or the entrails of it. It'll be pushed. Well, again, you said this in the last half hour correctly, Victoria. These things change course, depends on the currents. And where it's going to hit land in Florida is right as the... You know, there's the current that goes across the Atlantic from the North Sea, and it hits into Florida right at Del Rey. That's why the weather north of Del Rey is sometimes cooler. Jacksonville doesn't enjoy the same weather or temperatures as does Palm Beach County, for example.
Right.
Because of the Gulf Stream coming in and hitting the coast of Florida right there at Daytona.
Is Del Rey near Fort Lauderdale? I don't know where
Del Rey is near Fort Lauderdale. Del Rey is...
That on the map, I know where Fort Lauderdale is, so that's where I noticed that looks like that's going to be the spot that they expect it to make landfall.
Now, did I say Del Rey?
You did.
I meant Daytona, sorry. I meant Daytona. Daytona Beach is where it hits, where the Gulf Stream hits America. Del Rey, for whatever the reason, Del Rey is on my mind a lot when I think about Florida because it has been so wonderfully gentrified. Del Rey is, and those of you listening who are either there or go there in the wintertime, is one of those places that is right out of a dream, in my estimation anyway. It used to be when I was a kid going down there, and my folks bought a place in the 60s down there when my mother was sick. So I've spent a lot of time in Florida, and of all of those places, from, let's say, if you start at Singer Island or even Jupiter, go up to Jupiter or up to Vero even and go down, Vero has become very attractive and lots of people moving in to that neck of the woods and certainly the Space Coast. But let's go, if you're going down the other way, you look at some of these villages. Lake Worth never has really come around the way Del Rey has. It's one of those, I don't know, for whatever the reason. But it's a quaint, wonderful, warm town. In a way, Long Beach is a bigger version on the other coast of it. I quite like Long Beach. Although last night I was in a meeting with some folk. We were talking about Long Beach for whatever the reason. And they have taken it upon themselves. Listen, talk about the environment. Then we're going to find out what's going on with Alex Trebek. Here's something that the city of Long Beach or the school department decided to do. Instead of keeping the grass around all the schools, they put up a parking. Remember that song by Joni Mitchell?
Yeah.
Take down the trees, put in a parking lot. That's what they've done.
Pave paradise, right.
Pave paradise over and put up a parking lot. So they've done that with the schools in Long Beach. And the average temperature around the schools is 18 degrees warmer than it is other like buildings that have grass around them. Because
sure.
The sun hits the asphalt and bakes it. Whereas the grass absorbs the sun, mm-hmm. The asphalt doesn't. Who the moron was that thought that was a good idea?
Well, did they think it was just less maintenance? Is that why they didn't want to mow the lawn?
Yeah, maybe that's what they thought, but it certainly has backfired on them because the energy.
That's why Central Park is so important to Manhattan because it absorbs so much of the energy and the light and the heat that bounces off all the buildings.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything about gardening, but I could have told them that. That was a big mistake.
You know what? I want you to, I don't remember whether we had this. Yeah, we did have this person. Yeah, you helped me arrange a lot of the things that we do with some of our specialty programs, including the American Family Farmer. And you arranged to have this fellow from Let Us Grow on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, for those of you who are listening, you want to go look something up. Google lettuce, that is the vegetable lettuce, and grow. Put it together.
Isn't that a cool program?
Look it up. I got them, and I put them on the farm. And I'm teaching people how to grow. I just got some more seeds yesterday. And it's the most fascinating thing because it's hydroponics, basically. You can grow this. You can grow your own fruit. Not so much fruit, maybe. But vegetables, for sure.
Tomatoes are fruit. You can grow them hydroponically.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So just look it up.
Let Us Grow is a really cool program. Yeah, and that's, you know, I don't know if he mentioned it, but you spoke with Zooey Deschanel's husband. They're the ones who started it together. I don't know if he,
right.
I know, obviously he doesn't lead with that. He's a successful businessman on his own, just for context.
But we've
purposes,
set up a nice correspondence, and I told him that I wanted to help him, and put the thing, I should take a picture of it and put it on the farm website, because it is a very interesting, very unique way to sort of deal with the challenges of having fresh vegetables if you live in a city or live in an apartment or live any place and grow your own stuff.
Yeah.
It's quite unique and very clever, actually. Very clever guy.
Yeah.
All right, so there. Now, Alex Trebek is trending, And apparently for a good reason. What do we have?
It's always scary when you see someone's name trending. Our hearts all skip a beat. But this is for a good reason. And now, this has been 5 months since Alex Trebek went public with his diagnosis of stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And so now he's got an update. He has a video that he posted to the Jeopardy YouTube page. He said, "I've gone through a lot of chemotherapy. Thankfully, that is over now. I'm on the mend, and that's all I can hope for right now." He has the 36th season of Jeopardy coming up. He said, "We have some exciting things coming up, and I can't wait to share them all with you. It's going to be a really good year." And so he actually shared this news in March, and he said 50,000 people a year in the United States are diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. And it's a death sentence for most of them.
He's been very optimistic. He looks good. He said that, you know, they have a low survival rate of statistically for this disease, but he said that his doctors have been wonderful. He's trying lots of different new treatments, and he kind of wants everyone to know that, you know, there is some hope. It's not just an automatic, death sentence.
We this week introduced a new sort of concept into the mix of conversation about pancreatic cancer with the knowledge that came from Beth Israel in Boston, Dana-Farber, Brigham and Women, sorry, I always confuse the two of them. There is a research project going on which has concluded that there is there's an element of in cannabis that will eat the pancreatic cancer cells. Aside from the whys and the wherefores of this particular issue, isn't it amazing what people can think about and do? Who was it that first figured looking at the cellular structure of a THC in the cannabis, and they took it apart molecularly on a screen or something? They must have done that.
Was this an American study, or was this a university?
Yeah, no, it was being done in Boston.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's being done, and they're introducing it, they're testing it on people. I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't one of them. Wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah.
Because high-visibility people like that can get at, frankly, they get more attention than the average person.
Hope that if this works, that high-visibility people like Alex Trebek, if he does go through this type of treatment, you would hope that it would also push it through the FDA faster.
Yeah.
Because there would be a demand. Because, you know, the FDA, when the FDA and marijuana do not get along. You know that even if this is a derivative of marijuana or anything related to it, the FDA is, he's like, just like our friend Ken Kronhaus.
Right.
It's very anti-marijuana.
We have a segment on our get-together every week, the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken, and I call it the pot shot. He takes a shot at pot every week at something that is derogatory about it. And listen, there's plenty of derogatory. Like anything else can be abused. Alcohol is abused. Look at all the stuff that gets abused. People drive too fast in their cars and kill themselves. There's abuse everywhere.
Yeah.
And so there are many more, in my judgment, and my son has convinced me, who's a drug and alcohol counselor, has been for the last 5 or 6 years, and now he's going back to his writing. But in terms of what is known about the benefits of cannabis, people abuse all kinds of things. But there are benefits, in my mind, that outweigh the negatives when it comes to especially the medical use of marijuana versus opioids and things where people are dealing with pain, the structure of pain, the results of pain. And so for that reason, I have launched wholeheartedly into this whole project on my farm to grow cannabis and hemp. We have a whole different sort of division that's going to deal with hemp and hemp products. So it's all up to interpretation. People say, this is terrible. Well, in general, there may be aspects to it that aren't so great. I go back to alcohol. My mother was a raving alcoholic. A lot of people know how to responsibly drink a glass of wine or have a beer or, whatever it is that they have. Kara goes out and has a pop here and there. Victoria, you have a little pop here and there, and look at
Jennifer. I'll have several pops this weekend.
Yeah, there you go. Today is the entree into National Beach Weekend, National Beach Day, created to celebrate the beach. and to encourage the cleaning up of our beaches in order to save the lives of a lot of mammals, ocean mammals and seabirds and that sort of thing. Every day animals are killed by things like fishing lines and all that damn plastic everywhere and cans and oil and trash in general. What is the matter with people? You're ruining it for you. Never mind as much for the birds, but the other thing.
Well, the problem is people who don't live on the shore, any shore, whether it's a lake or, you know, an ocean, people just don't, if they don't live there, it doesn't really affect them. And I see tourists coming in and out of the beach here where we live and just leaving their garbage. The locals, every day that we're on the beach, all of us, we're constantly scouring, looking around, making sure plastic bags aren't blowing into the water. And, you know, and that's because this is our community and we care about it. But I see tourists just coming in with plastic forks and spoons and all that stuff is going right into a landfill, or if they don't throw out their garbage, it goes right into the ocean. It's just, people are so unaware. It's really pathetic.
Unaware. They don't care. They're selfish. Yeah, well, that's the way you look at that.
They're self-awareness.
Anybody paying any attention to the football season as it got started? There was
I refuse.
Last night, Patriots.
I refuse. It's not even Labor Day. Last night, Lewis, my husband, put the Giants against New England on, and I just looked at him and I said, enough.
I'm going to bed.
That needs to go to your phone. I want my TV back. I'm not ready for this.
Really? And did he go look in the iPhone or something?
Yes, he flipped it back to his phone.
Wow. What an obedient servant he is. Good for him.
He knows, do not mess with my summer.
That's right. Don't mess it up. Okay, so we've taken care of whatever sports there is. You know, what we should do is have Lewis do our sports report. He's up and ready to go to work now, right?
He's already gone, but yes, he would love to do that.
Ah, perfect.
He keeps offering, and I said, no, it's okay.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Yeah, that's part of the package. All right, Lewis does sports, film at 11. So anyway, here we are at the television time then. Mm-hmm. What do we have that looks like it will be warm? I see a lot of new shows. Yeah, there's a show called Reef Break that stars Poppy Montgomery that I just came across a week or so ago. I quite liked her. She was in a
I think Lala Anthony's in that, too.
Who?
Lala Anthony.
Who's she? I don't know her.
You probably wouldn't know her. She was married to Carmelo Anthony, the basketball player. She used to be on MTV. She was a VJ. She's an actress now. I think she's on that show, too.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's an interesting, because I find her an interesting character. Right? Mm-hmm. Very likable. At any rate, so that's my...
That's not on tonight.
That's my contribution to the television report. What is on tonight?
Okay, so there's a new show starting on the CW tonight. If you're really into talent shows, this is a new one called The Big Stage. And these are talent acts from around the world, display their mastery of performance, different things, singing, dancing, stand-up comedy, acrobatics, aerial dance, all that. That starts on at 8:30 on CW tonight. It's only a half an hour show, so it's not a huge commitment like America's Got Talent, which is cool. My pick for the night, though, is on PBS. It's called Big Family. The Story of Bluegrass Music. This is the history of bluegrass from its origins to its worldwide popularity. It has different musicians explaining how bluegrass music transcends generational, cultural, and geographic boundaries, which I think is really cool. And, you know, bluegrass, like we were talking about that documentary Fiddlin' recently, bluegrass is really the foundation of so much music that we love today. So I think that's going to be a really great thing to see. That's on PBS at 9. And then, if you want to stay up a little bit late until 10, William Shatner and The Unexplained. Tonight, Mysteries of the Mind. He's going to be exploring different mysteries involving how our minds work, and that's on at 10 on the History Channel.
He is very intellectually driven. The guy's 86 years old. And he wants to keep telling stories. And
he
tells
them
so well. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, reviewing the top five items from the world of technology this past week. Here's Victoria Keelan, who's here. We'll start at number five, go to number one, Apple, and their new credit card, which is a yucca bunga mess. Number five. All right.
Yeah, Apple's new titanium credit card has gotten pretty much nothing but
titanic
bad
mess.
Press. Yeah.
Yes.
The credit card itself works. It's fine. It's backed by Goldman Sachs. It runs through MasterCard's network. There's nothing wrong with using the card. However, the damage that the physical card can endure is pretty much nothing. Apple had to issue an update saying, warning customers that fabrics like leather and denim can cause permanent discoloration to this white Apple credit card, and the damage doesn't wash off either. So if you put your, and so many people do this, if you just, you know, are going to run out, or if you're going into a bar, you have your one credit card and your ID, you put it in your jeans, and your white pristine titanium card is going to come out looking all streaked with blue or black denim, and there's nothing you can do about it, so the card ends up looking really ugly. Also, it scratches permanently, so if you put it in your wallet that has anything else with it, it can't even be in a slot with another credit card, because the raised numbers on the other credit card can scratch it. It basically is a ridiculous thing. They say clean it regularly with rubbing alcohol and a microfiber cloth, anything that's super soft. Don't put it in with anything else. If it's with keys or change, it's going to get permanently damaged. It's essentially just something that needs to be carried around in a little glass case because it's so delicate, but people like the look of it. It's an all-white card. It has no numbers on it. It just has the Apple logo. It's very minimalistic looking. It's kind of like an Apple store, but in this case, not designed well at all. But it works fine. It's just not going to look good.
All right. And we all know how appearances mean so much to so many people.
Yes.
All these ladies, yes. Number four, governments being able to use Facebook to send out alerts. What's the story there?
Yeah, this is actually a great idea. Facebook has always said that they want to be a hub for communities and for sharing information during a crisis. Now they're going to get a chance to. They're going to start working with local governments and first responders to send alerts to the communities through your Facebook page. So if you are in a community where something is going on, whether it's an Amber Alert or if it's a five-alarm fire, hurricane, whatever it is, then you will get an alert through your Facebook page. The reason that this is so good, a lot of people don't have cable TV anymore. So they're not going to get those, you know, the emergency response type messages. And people have Facebook pretty much open on their screen all day at work. Most people do. So it makes a lot of sense, and it will definitely get the message out to people who really need to know when there is an emergency. So I think it's one good thing from Facebook.
Right. Number three, Google Maps versus Waze. Yes or no?
In a sense, yes. Google Maps is going multimodal. So this is, of course, the navigation app. They've launched a new feature that pairs transit directions with biking and ride-sharing options. So customers can get directions from point A to point B using a variety of transportation modes. So now you can not only get directions for driving in your car, you can find out along your route where you can pick up a ride-share like Uber or Lyft, where you can pick up a bike, you know, the bike share, whether it's an electric scooter or a city bike. So it's kind of cool. They're really incorporating all modes of transportation. It makes it a lot more user-friendly. And they started testing this out in Denver. And even in Denver, actually, you can purchase train tickets through your Uber account. So Uber and Google are working together to kind of make everything easier. So it makes, if you have to commute every day and you really need to fight the traffic, it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Number two, T-Mobile. This is something I said, as soon as I heard about this, I want to take advantage of this.
Yep, I think everyone should take advantage of this. 84% of people say they would like to try a wireless network before they actually switch carriers, but you can't do that. T-Mobile wants to end that. They've got the Uncarrier test drive. You can get a free T-Mobile hotspot for 30 days, take it with you, test out their network, and then you can switch over if you want. Most people will probably want to switch over. It's 600 megahertz. It reaches a lot further than the usual signal. So any T-Mobile store, you pop in, and pick up your free hotspot for 30 days.
All right. And the number one item is an Amazon story, not great for them.
No, this is a big warning. The Wall Street Journal did a pretty big investigation into Amazon's products. They found that they're selling thousands of products that are mislabeled, banned, or have been declared unsafe by federal agencies. Some of these products and supplements were even labeled as FDA approved, even though the FDA never vetted them. You have to do your research. Be very careful when you're buying products like that on Amazon.
All right, word to the wise. And those are the top five stories in the world of technology this week. Victoria and Doug at 59 past.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.